Welcome to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
Hi, this is Rochelle.
Okay, before we introduce Dr. Leah's here today, and this is really the first time we've ever done this, and I'm excited about it. We're going to take calls.
Open telephone line.
Totally. You have any kind of question for Dr. Leah McNeil, who's been joining us now for 3 years, and so you know she's full of information. You're welcome to call in, and the numbers are 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. But before we introduce Dr. Leah, I found something this morning that I thought Rochelle would enjoy immensely. And of course, I'm always thinking about what makes her happy. I get her coffee every morning.
Food.
You know, just take care of her.
Hoochie mama.
Essentials.
Essentials, right.
Oh, the phones are ringing. Now, Benny, you have to jump on it.
Now?
I know, but we don't want to miss our callers.
Okay, well, why he picks up the phone, I was on Real Age today, realage.com, and they gave out 11 empowering ways to strengthen your brain.
Mm.
And, of course, I thought, where we are in our life, we need to be doing these things. Mm-hmm. We need to. And Dr. Leah's talked about these things. A lot of what's on here we've talked about.
Ginkgo biloba.
But guess, no, guess
turmeric.
What? Blueberry. You're going to be shocked.
Okay.
Welcome, Dr. Leah. You're going to be shocked.
Okay.
The number one thing you're supposed to do to help.
Sex.
No.
Oh,
it's sweet. Not even. None of. It's
money.
Not,
sex.
Sorry.
Money. Sex.
It's not anywhere on the list, actually. You know, this is shocking. Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Because you have to, when you volunteer, you have to, let's say you're helping children to learn to read.
Yes.
Let's say whatever volunteering is the number way.
I like that.
Yeah. Number two, you're not going to like. Work out.
You're right.
That's true.
You're
yeah,
right.
It's really
but
important.
That is true. Dr. Leah has said it time
well,
and time
and
again.
I,
because it gets air into your brain. Well, it gets your blood vessels
I
going.
I am not going to listen to you anymore.
Anymore.
I'm going to tell you something. This is the
hurts.
This is the new. I don't care. You, have, you get on a bike. I'm telling you, I'm putting
Rochelle.
Pressure on her starting when she gets back from this vacation she's on.
I'm going to a wedding.
I'm
going to
put her. Oh. I'm putting her on notice that she has to email me, and she's going to get on that friggin' bike. You are going to get on that bike.
Can't we go for a walk at lunch?
When I read this, when I read that working out was number two for her brain, because that's I'm not having her brain not working. So
she's
we're
not
going to
having
be,
any mush around.
No. Okay, number three, everybody, is learn a skill.
I like that.
And you
something
know that's
different.
True.
Something different.
Yep.
And continuing to learn something new. And that you know when you're learning or drive to work, like you said, Dr.
Yes.
Leah.
Go in a different way.
Because
I
you are learning.
Do that.
You know, when you do that. excuse me. And then the fourth is keep the weight off.
Oh.
Yeah. There is the fat.
I wonder what that
The fat.
The fat?
The fat that gets into your brain
right.
can cause it to be mushy.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Don't want mushy brain.
Now listen to this one. Wrinkle your eyes. So look side to side. It says in a moment of temporary amnesia, if you move your eyes back and forth, it will help you. It'll remind you. Hmm. It's like it'll help you remember things.
Well, Rochelle, you do that all the time.
I do. I go up.
Yeah.
I go up there.
You do.
I do.
You notice
I go
a lot.
Up. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're trying to remember something. Now,
a lot
this
of
one, I'm not
because
very.
Because there's a big file cabinet.
That's right. There's a lot of stuff up there.
Well, wait till I tell you once I get in here, you'll see. Number six is take. I didn't want to tell her this, but take a snooze.
I like my little
see?
Nap.
Uh-huh.
I ask her for that every day. She won't give it to
now
me.
Now listen,
she just won't
listen to this.
See, this is
during
good.
Sleep. Well, yeah, you're going to exercise, and I'm taking the nap. During sleep, your brain
rejuvenates.
Shuffles. What happens is when you're all day long, you're getting this. When you go to sleep, it processes it and puts it away. So you know, like sometimes at the end of the day, you go, I can't get any more in here.
Yes.
It's true. You can't. That's exactly what happens. So you sleep. It shuffles it around, puts it where it belongs.
Oh,
and you
I'm
can take,
so happy
you can take
read
more
this.
In.
I get little nappies.
Rochelle's hard drive is full.
Wait a minute. It is. Let me tell you. I'm on
say,
overload.
It didn't say nappies. It just said what it's saying is sleep's important.
Oh, well.
It
right.
is
that
important.
Works for us.
But I like a little
so
nap.
So it's a workout.
Yeah, okay.
I'm getting it from both sides today. Now you're going to start, Benny.
Well, both Leah and Dr. Leah and I are always on your side.
Okay. Yes.
So now I'm going to give you the foods. These are the foods that are good in B12 for your brain. And I think we've mentioned a lot of these, Dr. Mm-hmm, Leah. Mm-hmm. Bananas, kale, tomatoes, blueberries, Swiss cheese. I didn't ever have heard Swiss cheese. That's supposed to be. Dr. Oz
says. Must be the culture.
It must be the culture.
That's in it.
And chocolate. Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yes.
Salmon.
Uh-huh.
Brussels sprouts. Apples. Olive oil. Coffee beans. And oranges. Those are all they list as important.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
And mm-hmm. and so then as it goes on, there's some things that are really important to keep going, which we'll talk about at another time. There's brain that once you're doing a lot of these things, then we can let other things get in the way that affect our brain. We are at the point in our life, and I think this happens from the time you're in your 20s and forward, you have got to continue to take care mm-hmm. of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
We know, we've been told, that 50% of the population gets dementia. 50%.
Mm-hmm.
When you get older, after,
yeah.
you know. So if that's true, and that's just a quote from somebody we had on the show, that means one of us gets dementia. And that's not happening. So
no, we don't have time for it. That's
for sure. We're going to beat the odds. So
well, let's bring two more people on and we'll let them have it.
You guys are always doing something new. You're here.
True.
You're
right.
meeting new people.
Right.
You're
True.
Doing
right.
new things. And that
right.
that keeps you stimulated. And that's the important thing about when I say do something new all the time. You're making new networks in the brain.
Oh, well, that's good.
And so working out also helps those networks.
Oh, well, that's good.
So
this is important because we think about people who retire, and we've talked about this.
Yes.
Then their brain just goes
right.
mush.
Right.
Which
they're
then,
doing
because they're not doing anything.
An idle
right.
brain.
You cannot watch television, read books, and hit an occasional golf ball and have that be enough. So you've got to have another interest, right?
Yep.
You have to have another interest.
She's sort of pointing the finger at Harry.
Yeah.
Yes, I
yeah.
am.
A little bit. Not indirectly so
but
much.
But it's okay.
Not
That's all right. We yeah. agree. He shouldn't be doing these things. He should be out there doing some new things. So it's all
I
right.
I think it's really important.
He listens to her more than he listens to me.
Sounds
anyway.
About right. Yeah.
Can I tell you, yesterday he comes into the office. He says to me, I have to talk to Pam. I go, fine, talk to Pam. So he says, Pam, I have to talk to you. So she goes, okay. So they go into the office. He looks at her and he goes, shut the door. She
Ooh.
Goes, shut the door? What am I shutting the door for?
Yeah. I thought, ooh, I'm in trouble. No, it's we're just talking business. So that was a very good conversation.
Good spin out of that one there,
yeah.
Pam.
Oh, yeah. It was sweet talking
business. She goes, I'm not shutting the door.
It's so funny.
We were talking business. I know. It's like big secret. Ooh, big secret.
Well, what I want to do today is now we've kind of talked about the brain, which is so important, and all of us know that. But I want to give out the phone numbers again before we bring Dr. Leah on.
Because we love to see Benny run.
You do.
I do.
Well,
and so do our people that watch you, Benny.
Right.
They love to see that little tush switch box.
Oh,
yeah, you know.
He's going out the door.
That's why I wear a long shirt. So they can't see it.
We need to start tucking that shirt in.
No.
Okay. All righty. So the numbers are 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Dr. Leah is in the studio today. She's answering your medical questions. So please give us a call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we already have some that have been emailed to mm-hmm. us, and we'll begin asking some of those questions. This is Chat with Women. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And if you're just joining us, we were talking about what's good for the brain, and that's why, of course, we're hearing this wonderful song. It's so adorable.
The Wizard of Oz.
Dr. Leah is joining us, Dr. Leah McNeil, in studio today, and we are going to be asking answering your medical questions. And we want to give out the numbers, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. It's your opportunity to call in and get a free answer, which you know, today is very difficult to get. You don't usually get free answers on anything.
You don't get free on anything.
So, but the first question I have is about allergies. What Rochelle and I were mentioning on air yesterday, we're both suffering. She, I think, has a sty, but my eyes have been puffy. They've been itchy. They've been sort of watering. So why allergies in August, Dr. Leah?
Well, grasses. I think grasses are pollinating right now. And also, look at the summer we've had. It's been a lot cooler than usual.
Right.
And I don't think some of the pollens have been released. Mm-hmm. I thought I saw some cottonwood flying around the other day. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. But I think that there is more pollens when it gets so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Things are released into the air. Plus, the smog has been bad.
That's what I remember. I said yesterday.
You did the
I was
haze.
Looking, and there was like a haze.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that smog?
Yeah. I thought that there was a I don't know if it was a burn ban, but there was an alert a few days ago for the air.
Is there anything I can do for my eyes? Because it's not like I want to take any pills or my eyes are just sort of irritated. Is there anything you recommend?
You know, a homeopathic for allergy. There's allergy homeopathics that are specific for trees or grasses or you know, certain pollens. That might be one thing that will help. Cold ice pack or a cold washcloth would also be good.
Idea. Okay.
For your sty.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the sty.
A tea bag. Get a black tea bag and soak it, and then put it on your eye because that can draw out some of the sty.
What is a sty, Dr. Leah?
Well, it's from many things. I mean, you can get a sty is usually from a clogged pore for some reason, but it might be a bacteria that actually also got in there.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes conjunctivitis can go along with it. But it's usually an infection, mildly, and it gets in a pore in there. It could be from rubbing your eyes. You got something on there, and you just happen to have an opening. But chamomile tea bag is very decreases inflammation. But the tannins in the black tea help to draw out. Things.
How long does she leave it on there? And is it when you say tea bag, is it wet?
Steep it?
Yes.
What do I do?
You just get it wet with some warm water.
Okay.
No, don't boil it.
Okay. That would be but then I could drink it.
Yeah,
you know.
No.
Okay.
And then just put that on your eye and come to work with it.
Really?
I'm kidding.
So tape it on.
Me and the pirates.
So how long does she leave it on?
I would say about 15, 20 minutes. Just lay, you know, with it on your eye at
once
night.
A day?
Well, I would do it a couple times a day if you can while you have it.
Sure.
And actually, it can help firm up the skin.
Hey!
We should be both doing that. That's the snooze on the bike. You'll snooze and I'll lay the tea bags on. How's that?
Of course, we do have the opal that takes care of our eyes, too.
But the opal doesn't take care of the puffiness of the top.
So this is a good thing.
Try the tea.
So opal on the bottom, tea on the top.
There we go.
So, I steep the tea bag, put it on my eye 20 minutes.
Just get it wet. You don't have
just
to
get it wet.
Wet
with warm
I'm
water.
Listening, Dr. Leah. Just get it wet.
Pam, what am I supposed to do?
She'll be calling you at 2 in the morning. What was that?
I was just going to say,
I'll text her. She's up. Okay, that's very good to know. Okay, and so the allergies. All right, that's very good. All right, well, we do have a caller. Her name is Mary. She was going through the tunnel, so she asked us to just ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Is hyaluronic acid safe for the face? And can you buy it by itself? I don't even know what hyaluronic acid is.
Well, I mean, I don't do a lot of facial kind of things. I know hyaluronic acid, I believe, is from sugar.
Okay.
Like glycolic acid is from sugar. And I know that some of those things are used in facials.
All right.
So, Mary, I'm not sure. I've never heard of hyaluronic acid being bought over the counter. But it's something that you might be able to get in certain facial products.
Okay.
Possibly. I've never heard of it being sold just by itself.
Okay. So you don't think it can be bought by itself.
But some of those things are in facial, glycolic acid.
I've heard of that more. Right.
But it's you would have to be careful. I mean, any type of sensitive skin.
True.
Well, you know what I would do then is I would call, you know, there's a lot of places and one of our sponsors is Ambrosia or Caladora.
Right.
Call them and would be my suggestion, Mary, because they would tell you if they carry something like that, if it's for the face.
Right.
And if, in fact, you can. And both those spas are very willing to have a conversation with over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
would be my suggestion. So I want to talk about pregnancy because Rochelle and I both have sons getting married, and they're both planning
And I are going to get pregnant.
No, we're not going to get pregnant, but our daughter-in-law's plan to get pregnant. So we want to talk about, One of the things I heard years ago was, and we all were on the pill, that once you've been on the pill for many, many years, that once you go off, that you should wait a period of time before you get pregnant.
Benny said that's what he thought, too.
Oh! That's how they got pregnant.
So is that true? Or because then you'd have to use another kind of, you'd have to use something else
birth
to
control.
Not get pregnant.
Well, you know, it varies. Years ago, I did deliveries. I was a midwife, and
right.
I did a lot of preconception counseling. And there would be women that would come in who were in their mid-30s who were finally deciding to get pregnant, and they've been on the pill for 15 years.
Right.
And so some women, when they go off the pill, it takes them months for their cycles to regulate.
But it doesn't mean that there's any harm if they get pregnant right away.
No, I mean, it will clear out of the system quickly because your body, once it doesn't have those, you start to have to make your own again.
The problem is that
your ovaries don't always wake up right away because they're kind
of
shut down.
I know for me, it took a year to get pregnant both times.
Yeah.
Having been on the pill and then went off the pill. It took me a year.
I know many women that within a month get pregnant, not when they're off the pill. And it's
well,
like
it's
they just
know it's
cycle
okay,
right
though,
away. Yeah,
because
I
we were told you're supposed to wait.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff's in your system
right.
and it may not be good.
I mean, it clears out
it
your
does.
System pretty quickly.
That's
I
good
mean,
to
I
know.
Don't think that
good
the synthetic
know.
Hormones are good to take long term anyway, but they do clear out of your system and your
Wonderful.
Body will resume making its own hormones.
Okay. That's good to know.
All right. Well, then let's keep on the line of being pregnant. Is there a challenge or a problem with having a drink, an occasional drink while you're pregnant? You know, there's the big thing now.
Right.
You shouldn't be drinking.
Well, you see the signs
all
everywhere
over.
In the bar.
You go
if
into
you're
the
pregnant,
bathrooms.
No.
It's right there. Do not
well,
drink.
Fetal alcohol syndrome is
yes.
a real disorder. And the
okay.
majority of women that have had babies that have been born with fetal alcohol syndrome have drank throughout their pregnancy. Now, first trimester, which is the first 3 months,
no,
nothing. I mean, you should be just careful with having too much cinnamon. You know, I mean, it's like,
well, yeah, you don't want to have a lot of coffee or anything.
You
right?
want to be careful during
right.
that time.
Right.
The last trimester, when I was a midwife, I heard many women having a glass of red wine here and there.
Okay.
And because at that point of the pregnancy, your baby's putting on weight and it's not developing. I mean, of course it's developing,
sure.
but the systems are all there.
You don't want to get intoxicated. The idea is just to have it in a very small dosage.
In fact, an old midwife's remedy is if a woman is starting early labor and it's 8 o'clock at night, have a glass of wine, take a bath, and to calm the labor down so you can sleep.
Really?
So you can sleep before it really gets going.
Really?
Because at 8 o'clock at night, you're getting ready to go to bed. I mean, you're starting to that process.
That's when I went into labor.
Me
it was
too.
About 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Me
and
too.
So that's an old remedy. And for a lot of women, it would work. It would help them sleep. They would get up the next morning and have labor.
Wonderful.
So that's
and that doesn't hurt the baby or, you know.
No, I mean, if that's the only time a woman's ever had a glass of wine, you know, it's like she's right before she has her baby.
What about when they're nursing then?
Yes,
I mean,
right.
You know.
I think that you should be just careful in general. I mean, I definitely do not advocate, go ahead and have a drink. But I think that if a woman has a little bit, you know, few ounces, it probably doesn't hurt in the last trimester or maybe a little bit. But I don't advocate it every day. I don't advocate it even every week, just like an occasional.
Well, you know, if they had a wedding or they had a party or.
Right.
Is what, you know, but I know most of us. I was, even back when I had my kids, I didn't drink because we were told not to.
Right, right.
Back in that day. Because, you know, when you're carrying that baby, you don't want to risk anything. It's 9 months and you shouldn't smoke and all the things we're being told. So that's good information. I love that information. That's really good to know.
Okay, there is a question that has come in, Dr. Leah, and she wants to know, her hair is starting to fall out. Is there anything she can do about this?
And who is this calling?
Betty.
Hi, Betty. Hair loss can be from multiple things. And one of the first things I think of is thyroid. Another thing could be anemia. If you're anemic, your iron's low, especially your ferritin, which is the stored form of iron, you can lose hair from that. And interestingly, as women are starting to go through perimenopause or are in menopause, our testosterone levels can be a little on the high side sometimes, and that can cause hair loss as well. But
Very
the number one thing is usually thyroid. There's probably low thyroid.
Okay.
So I would get those checked and also get just to see if you're anemic.
All right. Now we have another question. If having hormonal problems, menopause, when younger, what can someone take? Blood tests or levels then? So if they're younger and they're going through menopause, should they do their levels? Their levels at 20 so that they know where their levels
when
are?
You're feeling
and then
lying.
When they go into menopause at 40
it's
or 50.
It's actually also a question on, like, can you take a blood test or can it be revealed early before and maybe show it later? That's what she was trying to explain.
Well, let me back everybody up. Yeah. This is what she's asking. Is at 25, we are feeling 100%. We are living life. We feel great. Our hormones are all in the right place. Now I'm 50. If I was 25 and I took a test and it showed my levels, because everybody's different, right?
Right, right.
Can I take that test at 25 and 50 and hand it to the doctor and say, I want my levels back here again. Can you do that?
You can, but it's ideally for that type of, if somebody wants that type of knowledge, they're 25 and they're thinking ahead.
I'm perfect.
Most 25-year-olds aren't thinking ahead.
Right.
But if you're that young and you're thinking, well, I want to know what my hormones are now so I can see, like, when I get to be that older age, I want to go back there.
Right.
The best type of testing to do is saliva test. And there's this female hormone panel that a lab does locally that you can do it over the course of a month. So you start with between day 1 and 3 of your period, you start the first sample. And then day 4 or 5, 6 or 7, you do another sample. And so you do all throughout the month, you take these samples of saliva. They check estrogen, progesterone, follicle-stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone, testosterone, DHEA. They look at all of these hormones throughout your cycle. Then when you're going through perimenopause in your 40s, I have a lot of women do it then.
You do.
And I want to see are they cycling still? Are they having ovulation? So if you look at it then you can see, oh, this is what's off. Look where you were.
That's what she's
that
asking.
Would be
that would
be ideal.
Great.
If it's just a
great?
Blood test one time. So I do that on women.
I love this. Yeah.
But it's not, it's just a picture. It's just like, it's not the movie. It's the picture of what's going on that day during the cycle.
Okay.
And I look at that as a screening. But if you really want to look at your full hormone panel, Diagnostics is a lab here that does these saliva tests, and they're really very beneficial and they're good.
Well, they got to go to you, Dr. Leah, because you're the one that administers them and you tell them how to do it.
Before we ask the next question, we have some waiting and we want to take a quick break. We're going to bring you back, Dr. Leah, because this is a question I want to have answered.
Well, and if we have more questions, call us 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You see Dr. Leah. She's fantastic. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
This is Rochelle.
And we are speaking to Dr. Leah McNeil this morning, answering medical questions for our listeners. We want to give out the numbers. We have a few more minutes. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. So we had another question, Dr. Leah. This question from a listener was, what causes aging spots?
What causes aging spots? On the hands, on the face?
Well, you get them everywhere.
She says specifically like little brown spots, like freckles or moles or something like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes our pigmentation can change.
True.
As we get older. And, you know, hormones are a big factor there.
Are they?
Our skin gets thinner.
Right.
And we just start to, we just don't pigment.
And don't you think
I thought it was the sun. I always thought it was too much sun.
Yeah, I mean, you get freckles.
Right.
That's a little bit different. Age spots or liver spots, you've heard them called many
times. I have liver. Ooh.
Can be from sun, but if they really were just from sun, you'd have them when you were 10.
Right.
You know, because you're out in the sun all the time.
Right.
So the skin gets thinner. Your melanin and the pigment doesn't hold as, it's just different. It changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain exactly the biochemical reason why it happens, but it is very common.
Is there anything
hormones.
You can do just, to prevent it?
Not just
sunscreen, nothing. It's just a natural.
I mean, there's cosmetics that you can put on it that can help, you know, depending on where they're at.
Right.
That can help fade them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know laser treatments today for the face and probably the neck. There's things that they do get rid of age spots with lasers.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an expensive treatment. And so if they're not really, you know, not pleasant to look at, then why do people bother, you know,
right,
that?
Right.
So.
And the skin is, you know, it's our biggest organ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of times those things are treated with cosmetic kind of things. I mean, there are some companies out there that have totally natural products that will treat them. And It's one of those baffling things. It's like, I don't really know exactly what causes them, but they're typically seen when hormones start to change in perimenopause or in pregnancy. I've seen a lot of women in pregnancy develop these spots on their faces, and they never go away. So hormone changes definitely are a factor.
I've seen that too, and I just go, oh, that's, oh, yuck. You know, you go,
to
what
get the
happened?
Mask of pregnancy is what it's called.
Is that what it's called? Yes. And then it doesn't go away.
No. It fades a little, but it's just like you get that line going from the belly button up. Those fade, but hormones are a big factor.
What is that line from the belly button?
I forget the name of it.
But why do you get it?
Supposedly, it's so the baby can follow the line up to the breast to nurse. That was the midwife tale about it. So the baby sees the line, and it goes, follows
it up.
But
not everybody has that.
No, not everybody does.
Maybe then you shouldn't breastfeed.
I didn't have it.
Did you nurse?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Dr. Leah, why do we get nosebleeds?
A lot of times it's from dryness. I mean, you can get it for also not having good, what I call vein integrity. But when it's really dry or you're blowing your nose a lot or you have allergies, the membranes up in the nose are more sensitive. They're more fragile. Dryness is a big factor, though. You go up in the wintertime, people get them a lot more. But allergies can bring them on because they're irritated. Mm. Things that strengthen veins, like blueberries. We talked about some of those for the brain.
Okay.
Berries in general. Vitamin C, quercetin. There's all these things that can help strengthen the veins. Also, keeping it moist, like doing a neti pot.
Yes.
Or I used to recommend those swabs. Those not what are they called? Zicam swabs. But I guess they pulled them off the market.
They did?
Yeah, they were causing damage to the
yes, I remember reading
nerve,
about that.
The smell nerve.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, but keeping that area moist is usually really helpful.
Okay,
humidifier in the room at night.
I thought that was a good question because Andreas, my grandson, in those two hot nights, he ended up with a nosebleed. And so we thought, well,
and it was drier, too. The air was a lot drier.
It was just really, really dry. So, you know, you just always wonder what can you do. But it's nice to know that berries can help.
That's very good to know.
And then, and then a humidifier or a neti pot. I mean, I've watched people use those.
I know.
And it's just putting water. If you don't know what we're talking about, you can look it up on Google. But you're pouring water in between your nostrils.
Well, it's like it's like a teapot.
It looks like a teapot.
Saline water. And you put it on one nostril and it goes up into your sinuses and comes out the other side.
Right. And so when you see it, and it's supposed to be really, really good for allergies and all those things. And they're really inexpensive. And it's just one of those things that I think we put off actually going and doing.
Yeah.
So do you have any recommendations right now with fall coming here and school starting for the kids, because, you know, school starting early this year.
Starting September 1st, at least for Lake Washington where my son goes.
Right.
Actually, I have a lot of parents that have been coming in with their kids for school physicals and kind of getting them ready, and I've been telling all of them, get your kid on extra vitamin D. Okay. Elderberry is one of my favorite berries for the immune system.
Elderberry.
You can get it in a liquid syrupy form for kids or in a tincture form for adults, or the adults can use the syrup as well. It's an antiviral. It's great for the immune system. It's been shown to kill flu and H1N1 viruses.
So what is that again?
It's called
elderberry.
Elderberry. The botanical name is Sambucus.
Can't you pour that over your pancakes or your waffle?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Elderberry syrup or elderberry wine?
It sounds
elderberry wine.
Elderberry
wine. Hey, I know.
Wine.
Listen, it's medicinal, Dr. Leah said.
Yeah. The wine.
So, Dr. Leah, how much vitamin D and C for these younger children going to school?
Well, it does depend on their weight.
Okay.
I mean, 2,000 units is not an unsafe amount by any means.
Okay.
I have almost all, I have my son who's 9 on 3 to 4,000 units a day.
Okay.
I kind of rotate
A vitamin D.
And because it's so good for the immune system.
Right.
Vitamin C, you need to be careful. 500 milligrams maybe, because it can give kids diarrhea if you get too much.
Okay.
This is a side effect. It's not a bad thing necessarily, but But all this before school starts.
That's
get
what I'm
their
right,
immune
right.
system built up.
Before
right.
they walk in and those germs are hitting
right.
them.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you know this year there'll be another flu bug.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, floats around.
But last year at this time, the H1N1 was in full swing.
You're right.
Washington State
You're
University
right.
was back
You're
and they
right.
had that
You're
full
right.
quarantine.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So this year it's not as big of a deal. They're putting it in the vaccines, which I don't necessarily advocate, but they're,
Me neither.
You know, they're getting it. It's not as big of a deal this year that we've heard of. So
okay,
far,
good,
but get the
good.
Immune system boosted up before school starts.
That's good. Good. That's very good.
Because I'm thinking about
it's
all
good
of
for
that.
The parents too.
Good for the parents too.
Oh yeah, I have some teachers that are coming in
exactly.
saying, "What can I do so I don't get sick?"
Exactly.
And so I'm telling them the same kind of thing: vitamin D, elderberry, of course, vitamin C. Exercise, sleep, all those other things that we all
see. All those
need.
Things I listed
Brain.
For you.
Immune system.
Well, it's really cute because what I was doing with Andreas yesterday was having races in the pool on purpose for him to get exercise.
Yeah,
and me too. But I really was thinking it's really important because kids sit so much today with
right.
television and computer games. It used to be that we would go out and play, but kids don't do that as
it's
much.
Not as much mm-hmm. now.
And so you really do. Want to consciously make sure they're getting that exercise on
yeah.
a basketball team or a soccer
mm-hmm.
team
mm-hmm.
or something where they're actually getting exercise.
Because it's fun. And you don't make it exercise.
Right.
It's fun.
Exactly.
It is fun.
Play.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. fun for the adults, too.
Right. Well, it amazes me because Pam does not go in the swimming pool for anybody.
Mm-mm.
All right. But she goes in for Andreas. She doesn't get her hair wet.
No.
But she'll do it for Andreas.
Aww,
well, I can't
good.
Have it turn green, you know. I work really hard on this blonde. So.
When I was a swimmer years ago, I had green hair.
You did? Oh, yeah, it turns
We'd
green.
Swim
you don't
every
believe me?
Day.
No. Oh, yeah, it turns green.
I thought
chlorine.
That was an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
I thought
I actually bleached my hair out, and I got it wet, and I could just hold it straight up because it was so brittle and nasty. I was a competitive swimmer for years. And
really?
It was, yeah.
It's bad. Pretty nasty, so I don't do it for a reason.
So yeah. Did you swim with the shower cap? Or?
No, I just pin it back, pin
I
it
see,
up. And the way I swim is dog paddle.
I see. So Andreas won is what you're saying.
He always wins, of course. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Aaliyah, for joining us
today. Very good information.
I find all of this information informative for me, again, as well, too. So
mm-hmm.
we love having you on. We want to recommend that you go to chatwithwomen.com and everything that Dr. Aaliyah has done the last 3 years is on there. And you really do learn about what's easy to do to take care of yourself, and it's natural. I mean, I think that's the best part of all this is it's natural. And then, of course, your website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com
mm-hmm.
and all your information. Why don't you give out your phone number, too?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366.
Thank
Very
you,
easy
Dr.
to
Leah.
Get to. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Have a great day.